Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, September 3rd, 2021. I'm Rich Trafalino. Apple announced it will delay implementing its client-side scanning for hashes of known CSAM material when uploading photos to iCloud, saying that based on feedback, it will collect input and make improvements before releasing. No word on when the feature will roll out now, or any potential changes the company may make to the system. Bloomberg sources say Beijing's municipal government proposed acquiring a stake in the ride-hailing giant Didi Global using a consortium of state-run firms. This proposal could see the stake granting the group veto power and a board seat. But we don't know how big a stake the city is actually eyeing, or if this proposal has been approved by senior government officials. OpenSignal published a report on 5G experience in the U.S. using the metrics of availability, download speed, video experience, and games experience. Illinois topped states in 5G availability with 27.6% of user time with an active 5G connection. 21 states had over 20% availability, with Vermont last with just 5.7%. New York had the highest mean download speed of 114 megabits per second, the only state averaging over 100, while 38 states averaged over 60 megabits per second. Vermont was last with 42.2 megabits per second. 49 states were rated as having a good 5G video experience. The outlier was Alaska. You thought I was going to say Vermont, which rated at fair. 11 states earned a good rank for a games experience, 31 ranked fair, and 8 poor. Reuters sources say Reddit plans to go public on the New York Stock Exchange by early next year and is in the process of hiring investment bankers for an IPO. Reddit's latest funding round last month valued the company at $10 billion and reportedly hopes to be valued at $15 billion at the time of the IPO. Apple published a job posting for a RISC-V high-performance programmer. RISC-V is an open-source instruction set architecture that does not require licensing fees like ARM. The post indicates Apple is already working on RISC-V implementations, with the programmer working on machine learning, computational vision, and natural language processing. Samsung went bigger and smaller with newly announced TVs. The QN90A lineup of mini LED TVs now offers 43-inch and 98-inch models. Samsung's The Frame TV, which looks like a painting when not displaying content, now comes in an 85-inch model. Samsung says the 43-inch model should be available in a few days, with the larger models coming out in a few weeks. The most recent beta of iOS 15 now asks for permission to run personalized ads in the App Store and Apple News. Currently in iOS 14, Apple uses the information it knows about device info, app and content purchases, and Apple News stories you've read to select what ads to show you. In iOS 15, it will ask your permission to personalize ads. Fujifilm announced the GFX 50S II, a $3,999 medium-format digital camera with a 51.4-megapixel sensor that's 1.7 times bigger than full-frame. It offers 5-axis in-body stabilization, a new processor for faster autofocus, and weighs under 2 pounds. It ships in the U.S. in late October. Asus announced the ProArt Display OLED PA32DC, a 32-inch 4K OLED monitor with a catchy name. It offers features focused on video professionals, like a built-in calibrator, integrated SDR and HDR color profiles, and a carrying handle with detachable feet. No release date or price was announced, but a lot is a safe bet. The information sources say Apple's upcoming mixed reality headset will require an iPhone in wireless range to handle some apps and experiences. Apple reportedly completed work on the headset's SoC last year, which will include a CPU and GPU, but lack a neural engine found in other Apple mobile devices. General Motors will temporarily halt production at 6 North American factories, including 4 in the U.S., citing supply chain constraints from the ongoing chip shortage. This is expected to last several weeks and impact production of trucks and SUVs. GM previously suspended plants back in April, and many global automakers have similarly been forced to temporarily halt production. Insider sources say Amazon plans to release Amazon-branded TVs in the U.S. as early as October. These sets will feature Amazon voice services, range from 55 to 75 inches, and be built by third parties like TCL. The company is also reportedly developing an in-house design TV, although no word on when that will be released. And finally, Philips' smart home subsidiary Wiz announced its app platform will support upcoming Philips Smart LED bulbs in Europe, carrying the branding Connected by Wiz. These can be integrated with third-party smart home platforms from Amazon, Google, and Samsung. Philips Hue lights won't be supported, despite being another smart light bulb made by Philips. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.